No matter how you make your summer getaway, Amoco is making getting there easier than ever. Because now, each high-quality Amoco gasoline is the same price whether you pay with cash or with your credit card. And at plenty of Amoco locations across America, you can pay right at the pump and be on your way. Because we know that when you're ready to relax, every minute counts.
So there you have it. Remember Amoco? Amoco? Gas stations?
Yeah.
Standard gas stations?
Standard oil company.
Standard oil company.
Yeah.
So Amoco is coming back.
Wow.
So
they've been gone a while.
They've been gone quite a bit of time. And when BP took over back in the day, I never understood. I think this is around 1990. It might have been 10 years ago.
Okay.
That when BP, and they started putting up the green logos everywhere, and then they put on the pumps that Amoco gas. BP was fueled by Amoco gas, and that was on all the pumps.
Right.
And I thought to myself, why would British Petroleum, why would this company that nobody understands this brand, why, if you bought Amoco, wouldn't you just mask it, make the money, and enjoy yourself, and allow this iconic brand, which had massive brand value at that time, continue? Mm-hmm. I never understood why they took down that brand. It was red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any more American than that. And Standard gas stations is what I remember growing up, more than even Amoco. But Cranes did a story on it. This week that shortly after, oh, no, it was 20 years ago.
20?
Yeah, 20 that they purchased.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, and they gradually disappeared, that the first Amoco gas station to be constructed in more than 16 years will open in Naperville. So, you know, from a competition standpoint, and you see some corners where you have four gas stations there, you normally don't see two of the same gas station. Mm-hmm. So to be able to kind of increase their market share on these corners, it might be a BP gas station, it might be an Amoco gas station, but it's going to be pretty much all coming from the same place.
Yeah, but I don't understand. If it's been 20 years, I know you and I are old enough to remember Amoco.
Yeah.
But, you know, the population's gotten older. A lot of people who remember it are gone. A lot of people who've never heard of it are driving cars and getting gas.
Yeah, but I think that there's enough people out there that I think that still has absolute brand value. I mean, there's still places where I drive down Route 12, like on the way to Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
There's still an Amoco sign sitting off the side of the road. Oh, yeah. It's been there forever. It sits high off of 12 among the bushes that there's an Amoco there. But then when you pull off, it's a BP gas station. I think there's enough people that know about this brand and a brand value. But this is here. Let me just share this with you. So, you know, it was John D. Rockefeller that started Standard Oil 20 miles southeast of downtown in Whiting, Indiana. That's where really Standard Oil started. Of course, it was based here in Chicago. But the notion of reviving the brand was floated, I think, back in 2010, because I think that was the BP, that was the big oil spill, wasn't it?
Yeah, BP in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right, and I think everyone thought, well, you know what, BP's got such a, you know, an issue with their brand right now. Let's bring back the Amoco name. But, you know, you think about General Motors in the car business. It once produced Chevrolet, Oldsmobile, Buick, Pontiac, Cadillac, Saturn, and most of those are gone. A lot of those are gone.
Yeah.
As well. So, but there's a lot of these brands that still have brand value. And one of those things was, we were talking about Second Acts. Toys R Us is going to probably come back.
Online retailer.
No,
right?
No.
Oh, I heard that it was going to be online.
No, they're going to look at their best locations because they bought the assets. And that's normally not done.
Yeah.
Normally when a store files for bankruptcy or goes Chapter 7 and the brand is completely gone, wiped off the planet, it revives itself. Like Montgomery Ward, you can shop wards.com and still shop montgomeryward.com, and they do hundreds of millions of dollars a year online. And another retail, I think Hickory Farms bought Wards years ago, the brand name.
Mm.
But something like Toys R Us still has brand value.
Well, but they just went away. That's what the value is. They just left.
But people who didn't know what was going on behind the scenes had no idea Toys R Us was struggling. You would assume with Amazon that they were taking some market share.
Sure.
But people still shop Toys R Us like it was like nobody's business. And Babies R Us for that matter. So that, and there's similar plans for Carson's. Carson Perry Scott.
That just went away.
To bring back the stores.
Yeah.
Because it still has brand value. And especially Carson's with an older generation. I mean, my mother was really bummed that Carson's was going away.
We have the credit cards, Carson's credit card, sure.
Of course. But there's other things, too. Do you remember White Cloud toilet paper?
Yeah.
Well, it was gone for decades.
I didn't even know that.
No, and so Walmart, Meijer, Jet.com, Salon Selectives, I think, also is another hair product that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's now the exclusive brand for Dollar Tree stores. And here's my favorite story of them all. This was back in 2010. Dollar General bought the Rexall name.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and
good health to all with Rexall.
They were a big advertiser
in old-time radio shows.
They absolutely were. But they had at one time, and I forgive me if I'm wrong on this, but I think they had at one time 12,000 locations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bigger than Walgreens, 12,000
yes.
locations.
Yes.
It started in 1903, and the drugstores really under that name was like 1920 to 1977. It was really about the late 1970s, early 80s. There are still some Rexall drugstores out there. There was one just a few years ago in Stillwater, Minnesota, when I was there, that you still saw the name on the corner. And it wasn't, you know, they weren't associated with Rexall anymore, but they were still a Rexall drugstore. So they had like an independent whatever. But these brands that still had brand value, are you see them coming back. So now all of Dollar General's aspirin, Band-Aids, medical stuff that you would buy, it's all under the Rexall brand, which is pretty wild. Nuprin, do you remember Nuprin?
Yeah.
Medication? That's been about 30 years. And those have come back as well. So of Underalls and Hydrox cookies. Remember that? That was kind of the precursor to
those
Oreos.
Were good.
The way to come back as well.
Wow.
Perhaps the most memorable brand comeback was the Volkswagen Beetle. The Beetle was gone for 20 years.
That's right. And now they're going away again.
Yeah, I heard that. And I don't get that, why they would do that again. Unless there's some strategy behind that. Okay, we've saturated the market again.
Right.
And we'll bring it back in another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I was surprised when I heard that. That was about 2-3 weeks ago I heard that.
Interesting. Yeah. Amoco's coming back, though. You'll see him in Naperville starting in November.
We had a caller call, and she didn't want to go on the air, but she was asking about ExxonMobil. They were that, and then they changed their name to just Mobil. Is that more along the lines that she was wondering, or?
Well, no, because there's still Exxon gas stations, and there's still Mobil gas stations. In fact, that's a good point to bring up, that on a corner of four gas stations, there might be an Exxon, there might be a Mobil. So they kind of thought of that concept first. So yeah. BP's kind of picking it. Yeah, so I guess so. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rich Coase from Svengoolie coming up next. It's 2:32. Here's the news with Roger Bennett.